This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful, so we feel this very deeply.
I'm Satani Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, was gently lifted from his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
Punxsutawney Phil reported seeing his shadow for six more weeks of winter. USA Radio News.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Illegal immigrants continue to flood into the United States.
Border Patrol agents are voicing their frustrations with Homeland Security officials as the Biden administration works to address the root causes of illegal immigration. This as over 178,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the border in December 2021. Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford was at the border recently. He joins Fox News to weigh in, saying the Border Patrol is being forced to take on different responsibilities than they're used to.
Anyone in law enforcement that get into law enforcement to be able to enforce the laws of the country to be able to serve their neighbors and their families and other families, these individuals want to be able to serve their nation, but they're being treated by this administration as their hotel check-in staff rather than law enforcement. They're not able to actually enforce the law. They're just checking people through to be able to come in the country. That's not what they signed up for.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
As many Americans believe we should have boycotted the Winter Olympics in China based on their human rights records and slavery against the Uyghurs in China, Republican Senator from Tennessee Marsha Blackburn on Newsmax says the Chinese Communist Party is only interested in corporate sponsorships and worldwide attention from the reward of hosting an Olympics.
We know that the Chinese Communist Party is not that interested in Biden's response to a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics. All they're wanting are the TV cameras and the corporate sponsorships to be there so that they can showcase Beijing. We know that there are some people, it is reported, that have been put under arrest and they're not going to be able to protest. There has been a censorship purification project of the Internet. All stories are going to have to be approved by the Chinese Communist Party. This is every bit part of their propaganda. We're fully aware of that. And, you know, Rob, you've heard me say time and again over the past year, we should have had the USA Freedom Games so that our athletes would not have been deprived of the opportunity to compete.
It should be noted the Tokyo Olympics were postponed for a year because of the pandemic, and with the same surge going on in China right now, the Chinese somehow avoided a postponement. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and it's what we all must do, as all hands are required to be on deck, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Eric Krohn's going to be with us in just a moment. We'll talk about his book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. But I want to read from his book something that I think is important for you to have some background to understand his heart and mind. As a twin in a large Massachusetts family with a heart of gold, Eric wanted to emulate his hero when he grew up, his police officer father, Sergeant Edmund Caron, a former Marine, Semper Fi. Eric's dad taught him valuable life lessons that formed his foundation and defined his path, and experience taught him the rest. With his family's courage, love, and guidance inspiring his journey, the author became renowned as an expert in the field of terrorism, money laundering, transnational crime. His investigations ranged from U.S. defense contractors and CIA going rogue to WMD programs of Iran, China, and Russia to fire and intrigue in Dubai and Afghanistan. His most challenging case would be a mere mile from his family home and grip the nation. Throughout his 25-year decorated career as a special agent and diplomat for the U.S. government, Caron discovered the most powerful life-saving effects of listening to one's heart, mind, and God-given instincts. The author came to think of this principle as being switched on. And so, Eric, the special agent, joins us now to take us on a ride, to open up our minds and help us understand, for a time such as this, what we need in order to protect ourselves, because heretofore what we counted on to protect us is failing us. Eric Caron, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, what a privilege and an honor to be on with you, sir, and I thank you for that introduction. It's an honor.
Well, the honor is ours, Eric. God bless you for enduring the mess. I mean, you've been wading through the underbelly and evil of this country of ours that most Americans have no idea. You know, we talk about the deep state, but people don't even understand how deep it is. The industrial military complex, the media industrial complex. I mean, everything has turned into this industrial complex, has it not?
It has, and it's a shame, the state of our country right now, Bill. You know, at the base of the Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. Does not say, give us your international terrorists or your criminals. Does not say, give us your drugs from Mexico that's killing almost a million people since 1999, fentanyl overdose. So what's happening is that Joe Biden is aiding and abetting his administration, his Department of Homeland Insecurity, and it pains me to say that, the Department of Homeland Insecurity under Joe Biden is responsible for the deaths of many Americans. And that's why I'm calling for Joe Biden to be impeached. I hope the Republican Party steps up and charges him with high crimes and misdemeanors. And he's, you know, again, aiding and abetting these bad guys. And that's why I'm calling for him to be impeached.
Well, look what the border agents, how they've responded. We've seen the video. We've seen the men in blue in New York by the thousands standing there in Manhattan at a funeral. And, you know, it's it speaks volumes, doesn't it, Eric?
It does. It does. You know, every day, unfortunately, in America, good Americans are being killed. Police officers are being killed. I mean, just in the last few weeks, Harris County officer Charles Galloway was murdered by an illegal alien. He stopped the vehicle. The individual got out and executed him. He was an illegal alien. Did not belong here. He was charged about 25 years ago with a crime here in the U.S. And did not show up for court, right? Like most illegal aliens don't do. Mm-hmm. And so he was on the loose for 25 years, went back to El Salvador. He killed somebody in El Salvador, came back into America and killed a police officer. It has to stop. It has to stop. And that's why I'm calling for the president to be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanor. We have 328 ports of entry, Bill. They all have to be secure. Because why? Because bad guys go where it's soft. Mm-hmm. Bad guys go where it's soft. And it's 8,000. We have 8,000 miles of border between Mexico and Canada, the U.S. We have to be protected. You know, what do we hear after 9/11, Bill, is never forget. Never forget. We've seemed to have forgotten that there are international terrorists all over the country, all over the world. Yes, over this. They're actually here in America. Planning to attack us. I know I did the work for 25 years. I understand there are cells here. I understand there are cells all over the world. And America has to understand that the threat is real, both from international terrorists as well as the international criminal organizations that flood the U.S. with their drugs, that flood the U.S. with counterfeits that harm us, such as counterfeit COVID-19 medications. I mean, we have to understand the number one role of the president, Bill, the number one role is to keep us safe, And he's not doing that. And that's what happened. You know, this poor woman in New York City, I guess the president's going to be on the ground there in the next few days. And she just said, the thing I want to tell the president is, Mr. President, please help New York. And crack down on crime, because my daughter was killed a month ago in here in New York. And so people are screaming for help, and he's just not capable and able to provide the security that is required for our country right now. And that's why I'm calling for him to be impeached.
Well, Eric, they're not taking it serious. I mean, listen to Jen Psaki's response. She cackles like the vice president. You know, soft on, well, what does that mean anyway? It's like, how disconnected, how siloed are you in your ideology that you cannot feel the pain of the American people that you're there to serve? I mean, boy, that's, that's quite obvious. But look at Eric, I think the bottom line of all this, and we'll get into this in the second segment, because there is a reason that all this is happening, that our walls are down. And that we continue to be attacked and we have poor leadership in place. I mean, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. I get it that the president, in his vision, just like Barack Obama and other presidents, believe in the elasticity of the Constitution. For me, I'm an originalist. I believe our founding fathers came up with God-given, inspired language and a manifesto, so to speak, of how this country should be operated. And you've got the arrogance of these modern thinkers who think that they know better and that somehow they have the right to activate their own opinions without due process. You know, we can't amend the Constitution. Oh, no, we just use a pen or a phone and we levy an executive order or a decision from the high court, kill millions of babies and call it a day. And then we wonder why we live in such chaos and evil is reigning in this country. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Eric Carone on the other side. His book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back. We're talking with Eric Carone, his book Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. When you read his book and read about his experiences and what he's gone through, I mean, law enforcement is not, you know, filled with unicorns and roses and rainbows. I mean, they're dealing with life and life in all four forms and sorts of evil that could make you sick, literally. And Eric has waded through all that and shares only some of the stories. Some, I believe, he's graciously kept from us, and rightfully so, because unless you're in law enforcement and you're kind of conditioned to see the evil and the disgusting nature of the lowest parts of our humanity, it's shocking, Eric. And I can only imagine what you must have endured.
Well, thank you. And it's not just me. It's all men and women in law enforcement, both, you know, at the local, state, and federal level. And that's why I had to live by the principles that, you know, my dad instilled upon me, my Marine Corps father, about being switched on. And if I may share those for the audience to understand how I live and what got me through 25 years of seeing evil day in and day out. And they're basic core principles, but we've lost our way. And the first one, Bill, if I may share, is that strengthen the mind through education. It should take it to life's party. Without it, you're not getting it, period. So strengthen the mind. Strengthen the soul through faith. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard out there. It's difficult. You know, your mother dies. Your father dies. Your daughter is abused, and et cetera, et cetera. Life is hard. So you better have some faith. Whatever faith you may have, you better have some faith. It gets you through the day. It's like the wind. You can't see it, but you feel it. And so I had to have faith. And the third principle that I live by every day is strengthen the body. The body through sleep, eat, and exercise. The C philosophy. Sleep, C. Sleep, eat, and exercise. And I live by those three core principles that I just mentioned. The strengthen the mind through education, strengthen the soul through faith, and the C philosophy. Because if I didn't, Bill, I would not be here today. I suffered with PTSD, and it was a difficult career at times. And if I wasn't switched on, I'd be dead.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so strengthen the mind, strengthen the soul, strengthen the body.
Yes, sir. Yeah, okay. We all have to live in those core principles. I mean, life is tough, and you know, if you don't do those things, then you're off balance. And I say, even in darkness, Bill, even in darkness, if you're switched on, you can see where you're going. But if you're not switched on, you're off balance, and you can't see where you're going. And I've been there. I'm not saying this is easy. I'm saying this is work. You got to work at it. And so I work at this principle every day. So I get up every day and I pray, and I get up every day and I go to the gym and I do what I have to do to get my body in shape. Not just from a physical standpoint. It's more mental. Mm. And so I live the C philosophy every day, and the switched on philosophy every day. And I hope people pick up the book and read about the principles. It's part memoir, and then I talk about the war stories. And you know, the war stories are great, but I to get me through those war stories, I had to be switched on.
Exactly. Well, you're switched on, tapping into the power source. You know, what is the power source of the universe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because you can't do this on yourself. You can't do this of your own bidding.
Right.
You can agree to go along with it. But the power that sustains, the power that overcomes the things of this world come from, you know, the God of the universe that created it all. So if we're switched on there, see, and that was my point that I was going to make, and we'll get into that in just a moment in terms of, you know, the foundational issues of our country. You're exactly right, Eric. We've got to get switched on to that power source. And if we're not, and if we try and do it on our own, it's just like all this fussing and arguing about, well, did Joe Biden get legitimately elected? Yes or no? Problems with Hunter Biden's life? I mean, you can cause yourself all kinds of brain bruising in the process exercising that, because clearly our government is not interested in getting down to the truth of the matter. They may tell you, we want to make sure this never happens again, but they really, that's not true. I don't care if it's 9/11, whatever it is, they're really not interested in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but to make sure that we are secure, that it won't happen again. They're not concerned that police officers are getting murdered out in the street. That's not, you know, I'm sorry. I mean, when you hear their response, it's quite clear that they're calloused, they're temporal thinking, and they're soulless. And you cannot get switched on if your soul is not engaged here, can you?
No, you're absolutely right, Bill. And it's sad what's happening, but I have faith in the American people that they're waking up. The giant is, I would think, is waking up. I see it. We saw it in Virginia, and I'm hoping that that's going to roll across America, that the American people are going to wake up and take their country back.
Mm-hmm. By God's grace. I mean, after all, it was God himself that gave the pilgrims the inspiration to cry out to God, to ask for this opportunity, to this great American idea. The second phase was the revolutionaries and the founding fathers, George Washington, Madison, Adams, these brilliant minds that came together with a white sheet of paper, a blank sheet of paper, to construct, with the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution, this great American idea that is still the envy of the world, and we are treating it with disrespect by not honoring the values and the principles that are great for everybody concerned. I mean, what are the parties offering that is better than what we started out with, Eric? I don't get it. I mean, it's clear. But
I
see,
agree.
The basis and the consistent thing, like you said, it's switching on. We've got to switch on to God Almighty. What is God saying about the issues of life that we deal with? We need to align and get switched on and tap in to God's power in a way like never before. And as I started to say in the first segment, see, the problem that we have right now, it's like Israel in the old days in the time of Nehemiah. And that is, the walls are broken down. And it's clear. I mean, you look at the southern border, you see illegal immigrants coming in. Our walls are broken down, and the walls represent security. And that is clear. To your point, we are a country that's rather insecure, and that's just it. I mean, let's not even talk about what's happening on the world stage. That's a whole other issue. But just here in this country alone, we're left with our walls broken down. And that is a spiritual issue that needs to be addressed. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I often say, Bill, what's wrong with having we have a front door on our homes, and what's wrong with people coming to that front door and knocking permission to come into your home? And right now, we don't have a front door or a back door. We have, and then people come into our home, our country, commit a crime, and under this administration, they're able to stay. How insane! The insanity is unbelievable to me. And you know, Joe Biden is Barack Obama 2.0. We all know that. I said it when he first got elected. I'm like, here we go. I worked under Barack Obama, and I knew exactly what we were going to get. And unfortunately, we got what we elected. You know,
yes.
You know, a progressive liberal who's, quite frankly, destroying this country. And, you know, he's importing look at Afghanistan. He's importing terrorists. He's importing criminals to our country. I mean, 75,000 Afghan refugees, allegedly refugees, came into America. You think all of them have been vetted? No. We know that some of them already committed crime. We know there are some suspect terrorists, you know, in the mix. I mean, again, terrorists are only limited by their imagination. We learned that the hard way on 9/11. Do you think
exactly.
The Taliban said, hey, Mohammed, hey, you and the other 10, insert yourself on these planes and get into the great saint in America? Do you think they would have? Absolutely. And so
exactly.
Joe Biden actually imported criminals and terrorists into our country.
Well, we got to leave it there for now. I look forward to having you back, Eric Caron. Thank you very much. The book Switched On will be linked on our website.
310 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
And now an important message from Exergen. A critical new FDA study proves that non-contact thermometers are not accurate. They also have inaccurate information on their labels regarding accuracy. New COVID strains are on the rise, and non-contact manufacturers are being irresponsible at a time when accuracy matters. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. Switch to Exergen because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defund the police policies throughout the United States continue to have negative effects on law enforcement in this nation. An off-duty rookie NYPD cop was shot and hospitalized when two suspects tried to steal his car as he was driving to work in Queens last night. The two suspects were arrested. And yesterday, in Bridgewater, Virginia, two campus police officers were murdered at a school of 1,500 students. David Bushman is the president of Bridgewater College.
They were very well known to students. They were always seen together. Their relationship was very close as well, and so it's meaningful. So we feel this very deeply.
I'm Satani Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, was gently lifted from his burrow at 7:25 a.m.
Punxsutawney Phil reported seeing his shadow for six more weeks of winter. USA Radio News.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. That's where all the info is at. And right now, we've got some more info coming your way from Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder Podcast. You know, an estimated 17 million new small businesses are going to be launched this year. And with that, there will be plenty of opportunities and excitement, but potential stress for new business owners, as you can imagine. And here to help is nationally renowned psychologist Dr. Sherry Walling, as I mentioned. She's teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks to share some new tools and inspiration through its Early Starts program. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I love new business, and I love the forecast that 2022 is going to be robust, because that means individuals are out there going to be living their dream. That's exciting.
Right. 17 million new businesses. It's incredible.
Wow. So what is the first thing that these new small business creators need to consider when starting up?
You know, in my role as a psychologist, I am often helping people navigate the highs and lows, the roller coaster. So I do think that new small business owners need to buckle up and get ready for the duality of emotions that they're going to experience. Lots of joy and excitement, but also lots of sleepless nights.
Well, and I got to imagine for you as a psychologist dealing with businesses, I mean, there's been a lot of brain damage out there. Let's face it, in light of, the marketplace, what's going on with inflation, supply chain crises, all these things, the cost of gasoline, it's all impacting. But this just goes to show you the tenacity of the American people, that in spite of all the headwinds, they're saying, hey, no, I'm starting up my business. I'm going full steam ahead here, right?
Yeah, it's amazing to see how people are finding new and creative ways to use their gifts and talents and to create economic opportunities for themselves and their families.
You know, and I'm glad you put it that way, because that's what I look at. I look at the natural gift and talents that we have. See, and that's really the key motivator, because it is that gift and talent that wakes you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and says, Sherry, you got to be doing this, right?
Absolutely. But I will say that, you know, often people who start a business are so good at something. They have a passion, they have a drive. But the real challenge of starting a brand new business is you have to learn all of these other new things, these critical business operations, like accounting, like taxes, like the details that go in to the business.
Yeah, without a doubt, you know, you go into it with all this passion, then you realize, you know, I got to do all this other administrative type of work that's not necessarily fun. So that's when you hope to get matched up with an administrator who can come to the business and complement your strength. But let's talk about some of the tools that can help small businesses get started.
Yeah, so you probably know, Bill, the number one rule of a small business is don't run out of money.
Yes.
And so one of the things that I love about partnering with Intuit QuickBooks is that their Early Start program is really focusing on helping entrepreneurs have the resources to manage their money, to watch their money, to pay close attention so that they're set up for success from the very beginning. And that allows them the time to focus on the thing that they really love, to take care of their mental health, spend time with their families.
Exactly. So let's talk about some other steps that business owners need to take to get started.
Yeah, it is so important to manage your time and to manage what's most meaningful for you. Obviously, you put so much of your identity, your energy, your financial security into your business. And people really need to prepare for a marathon. It's not a sprint. This is something that you're going to be, hopefully, best case scenario, doing for a number of years.
Yes. This is why breathing and hydration is so important. We're talking with Dr. Sherry Walling, a clinical psychologist, speaker, podcaster, best-selling author, yoga teacher, mental health advocate. Sherry, you're just not doing enough. You need to really buckle down, you know. You're just slacking here. Her company, Zen Founder, by the way, provides mental wellness resources to leaders and entrepreneurs as they navigate transition, loss, conflict, and any manner of complex human experience. And she brings this to the conversation. All this experience, all this networking, all these stories of other businesses and businessmen and women that you've talked to along the way, right?
Yeah, you know, I get it. Like, I'm married to an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur. I live in the world of entrepreneurs. So it's so important for people to know that they're not alone in the ups and downs and the highs and lows of all that they're experiencing when they're starting out.
Yeah, and speaking of starting out, why is starting a small business? Why is it so challenging?
It's a mental game, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses succeed or fail based on what happens between an entrepreneur's ears. So the ability to talk yourself through what's hard, the ability to manage risk really well, and, of course, the ability to stay super organized and on top of all the details.
Mm-hmm. If there were
those are
two
things that are hard.
Yeah, exactly. If there were two or three things that are key to small business. First of all, you mentioned one, don't run out of money, number one. Two other key things that they should embrace.
Yeah, I would say use trusted resources. So have a go-to source of information for all of your questions about taxes, about invoicing. Use that kind of resource where you know you're getting good information.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I mean, you got to take care of your mental health. You mentioned deep breath, nutrition, hydration. I would also add sleep to that.
Yes.
And having a community of friends who are cheering you on. Those are some of those preventative mental health tips that are really helpful.
Yeah, that was amazing. In a recent survey, Sherry, you'd appreciate this. They asked people, they said, if you had an extra hour a day, what would you do with that extra hour? Number one answer, sleep.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because I think people undervalue sleep, especially when they're starting a business. They think, okay, I'm just going to burn the candle at both ends, and they forget that sleep is the best investment we can make in our neurological health.
Well, and speaking of which, I mean, it's hard to go to sleep. I mean, your brain is racing. You're constantly thinking about your business, all your concerns and worries and everything, and they whip you up. And then meanwhile, it's time to go to sleep, and part of your body is saying go to sleep, and then your brain wakes you up, you know, 2 minutes later, and you're staring at the ceiling tiles. You know, what's your recommendation there? Drinking?
Your brain sounds like my brain, Bill. Oh, man. You know, one of the things that's really helpful is actually to do a little bit of journaling before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Just write down some of those worries, some of those concerns, get them down on the paper, get them out of your mind. And that can help you at least know that the things that you're thinking about and worried about, you've got them down on paper. You can come back to them in the morning.
Exactly. And that's what I hear often is people, and I do this as well, is you have a notebook even on your nightstand when you go to bed, because sometimes, you know, you have a thought and you say, oh, I'll remember it in the morning. And then comes the morning and you forget it and you're just, you know, and so then that races your brain, you know, the next night. So, you know, so a little bit of discipline, little things here to manage, like you say, your peace and quiet. And also to appreciate just how important sleep is, that if you honor that time, it'll honor you, right?
Absolutely. And man, I know that I sleep better when I know that the details of my life are well managed. Mm-hmm. So again, something like QuickBooks that can help you. It's like, I know where all the numbers are. That gives a little bit of peace of mind. I'm not trying to repeat all that information in my mind because I know it exists somewhere where it's secure and in a predictable, well-organized place.
And they've done such a great job in organizing the whole process for you. I mean, it is awesome what QuickBooks provides for small businesses. How important is managing the duality of emotional opportunities and challenges of starting a business, Sherry?
Yeah, that's going to be where you succeed or fail. I mean, businesses can be totally disrupted when we don't manage our inner world and we make impulsive decisions or we don't carefully think through the financial implications of a choice. So we want to make sure that we are able to really navigate those highs and lows. Sometimes it's going to be amazing. You're on the top of the world. You're so excited about all that's going right. And other moments, it's going to feel hopeless. And most of us aren't set up for that kind of emotional whiplash. So it does take some support and some help.
Well, Dr. Sherry Welling, cannot thank you enough. Great counsel here. Great advice. Sherry's a clinical psychologist, speaker, podcaster, best-selling author, yoga teacher, and mental health advocate. I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about yoga, too. That's also helpful, along with hydration, good nutrition, sleep. Maybe just a little bit of yoga before you go to bed. That might help as well. That's just my idea, Sherry, so forgive me if I stepped on your toes.
But I love it, Bill.
Before we wrap up, where can I go for more information?
Hey, to learn all about QuickBooks and their new Early Start program, check out QuickBooks.com. And for more on the mental health side of entrepreneurship, I live online at SherryWalling.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Same, right? Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and Connor Boyack is going to be with us in just a moment to talk about Tuttle Twins, the TV show, all the exciting things that are happening around Tuttle Twins. He's the founder and president of Libertas Institute, author of 30 books, including Tuttle Twins, a children's series introducing young readers to the principles of freedom. Connor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the success of the Tuttle Twins. You've sold more than 3 million copies, and now you're going into a crowdfunded Angel Studio TV series, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's been clear that what started as just a fun side project a few years ago with a single book has blossomed into this big project where there is a lot of demand from families who are fed up with what their kids are being spoon-fed propaganda in the schools. They're worried about what's on TikTok and all the narratives kind of swirling around in pop culture. And a lot of parents feel stranded. They're wondering where they can turn, where are those trusted materials. And so more and more are saying, like, okay, cool, Tuttle Twins. I know that this is going to teach important values that made America great, that make, you know, good character and all that stuff. And parents are relieved because they feel like they're on the front lines of a battlefield for their children's minds.
Yeah, without a doubt. Connor, take us back and explain the genesis of Tuttle Twins. How did this come about?
So I run a nonprofit called Libertas Institute. We basically try and change laws to be, you know, more freedom-friendly and personal liberty and all that. And when my children were young, 5 and 3, I, you know, as any good dad, I'd come home and ask them, hey, how was your day? And tell me what you did. And my 5-year-old started reciprocating that question. Dad, what did you do today? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Like, how do I talk about fighting eminent domain to a 5-year-old, right? Or how do I talk about, you know, pushing back on socialism or whatever? So I went on Amazon and I tried to find books that would help me talk to my kids about these ideas about free markets and property rights and entrepreneurship, and came up short. There was nothing at the time. This was 2014. And, you know, there's books on, you know, the birds and the bees and potty training. Like, there's books for everything.
Right.
There weren't books for these core values. And so teamed up with a friend of mine, Elijah, dad, who's our illustrator. He shared this perspective, wanted this for his kids. And we thought, you know, if this first book is a flop, no big deal, because we want this for our family.
Exactly.
It wasn't a flop. Tons of people bought it, and that was kind of the market signal to keep it going. And now we've sold over 3 million copies.
So I'm hearing you correct. You're an attorney, right, by trade?
No, I'm not. No, I employ attorneys, but I myself am not one.
Okay. You only play an attorney on TV shows. That's it, right?
Exactly.
But because you're addressing these issues that sound very legal and, you know, break it down to the kids. So because of your you can blame your son for all the Tuttle Twins has become because of one question, right?
And that's the power of questions, right? And I never would have encountered this idea before. I'm sure like so many parents before and since, I just would have shrugged it off. I'm like, oh, you know, when you're older, I'll talk to you about this. Or, you know, when you're a teenager, getting close to voting or whatever, then we can talk about political ideas or current events. And what we're finding is that by then it's too late. By then our children have been exposed by teachers, textbooks, TikTok, and the rest to these ideas where their narrative, their perspectives are already taking shape, in many respects already formed. And it is very difficult to counteract that. It is very difficult to undo what has already been done. And so our message to parents is that you got to start young. You got to introduce these ideas, give your children a foundation of freedom, help them understand these concepts so that when they encounter them, you know, in the classroom or among their peers or wherever, they will have some critical thinking ability to evaluate these other ideas. Oh, wait a minute, you know, free college. Oh, I actually know because I read in a Tuttle's book. That's not actually free. You're just making other people pay for it, and maybe that's not a good thing. Helping them think through these things is going to be very important, and we have to start younger than we ever thought we did.
Connor, timing's everything. I mean, here you are. You're creating Tuttle Twins, and I take it this is all happening before the lockdown of COVID and kids staying at home. Is that right?
Yeah, we started with our first book in 2014. We did a book or two every year after that. But when 2020 hit, things exploded for the Tuttle Twins.
I bet.
In large part because so many families, again, were trying to figure out what resources they could use to teach their kids, and they turned to us.
So here it is. Since 2014, you're doing the infrastructure of Tuttle Twins. You're getting this all together, enjoying some success with the sale of the books. COVID-19 comes in. Parents, for the first time in decades, get a look-see into the classrooms that are controlling their children, and they are in absolute shock. They cannot believe what is happening, and here you are. You know, God's positioned you and your company in a perfect place to be part of the answer for a time such as this, as we say.
It's definitely one of those things that when preparation meets opportunity, right? Like when
yes.
we started, it was just, oh, this will help, you know, some parents talk to their kids about these ideas and how great and whatever. It was just kind of a fun side project. But yes, 2020 hit, and with all of the government's response and the craziness that has happened, our project has transformed from just a fun side hustle to, I would say, a campaign. It is what has now led to the cartoon. You know, we've got a podcast and curriculum and a game, and we're really trying to expand our content offerings so that children of any age, right, no matter how they like to learn, some prefer books, some like a cartoon, we want to make sure that all children have the ability to learn this content. And that's why we're so excited with the cartoon, because it's going to reach so many more kids than we have with the books.
Well, right now, let's direct people where they can go and how they can connect with Tuttle Twins TV and your Facebook and other social media connections so that they can, you know, connect their kids and their families to the Tuttle Twins.
Thank you. Yeah, if you're interested in the books, the best deal you're going to find is at TuttleTwins.com. And if you want to watch the cartoon, it is all free. We just last night put out our sixth episode on inflation, which is a super fun episode, super timely, of course, with all the crazy inflation that's happening right now.
I've got some government officials, elected officials, that probably should see that cartoon And maybe they might understand what inflation is all about, Connor, just saying, because based on some of the ridiculous statements that they put on in the airways, it's like, wait a minute, you know, you are just absolutely disconnected from reality and understanding what causes inflation and how your policies are continuing to exacerbate the problem. Just sidebar comment. Sorry. Go ahead.
You are not wrong. We would love to put together a private screening for members of Congress, since this is a helping educate them at a level they can understand. So that's exactly
They themselves can go and see and not send their staff and expect to get the translation from the staff, because they don't read anyway. So we'll give it to them in video form and get them educated to understand what the heck is going on, right?
For anyone who's interested in watching the cartoon, I should point out it is completely free. There's no subscription. You don't need to pay for anything else. You can go to TuttleTwinsTV.com. And you can see all the content. It's on YouTube right now. You can search for Tuttle Twins there. Watch all the episodes for free. It's such a great way to, you know, feel like you're not doing something wrong by putting your kid in front of the iPad for an hour. And, like, who knows what
exactly
they're being exposed to on Nickelodeon or, you know, even Disney Plus these days. This is high-quality content. It is super funny. We've got comedians on the writing team. It is just a fun kids cartoon. But it's introducing and talking about important concepts, so that children are getting exposed to these imperative ideas that all well-rounded people need to learn and that our school system has been doing a very poor job at. And so the Tuttle Twins TV show is our effort to kind of provide parents yet another tool where they can make sure their kids are learning these ideas.
Do you realize what you're going to do? You are sending these young revolutionaries into the classrooms to fight out, you know, this narrative that's being indoctrinated, you know, on most of these other kids. I mean, you know, this is, there's going to be resistance, no doubt, and probably should come with a warning of a time for courage for parents and these young kids, because, you know, the cancel culture, and particularly with these teachers unions, the way they act, they don't like they don't like people to think. I mean, this is really the end game of all this. It's about control, and they can control our kids if they dumb them down. And we send our kids to school to be educated, to be smarter, not to be dumber. And clear, it seems to be, at least in my assessment, Connor, that the agenda by the teachers union at all is to dumb our kids down so that they will be beholden to a power force that says that it's not what your parents say or what your God says. We're your authority, right?
You are right. This is historically how authoritarian societies have devolved into, I would say, evil. It is always a play for the minds of the children. And look, for the parents listening out there, if you don't understand that you're on a battlefield, you've already lost the war. We have to recognize the forces coming after our children's minds, the rising generation. Tuttle Twins is one tool to help. We need a lot more, but we're hoping that people will get the Tuttle Twins books, watch the cartoon, and as you say, become part of the intellectual resistance so that we can push back against all this nonsense happening and fight for a better future.
About 30 seconds left here, Connor. How much time do we have left to save our educational system?
Oh, you know, I'm a homeschooling advocate, so I kind of think we do need a reset on the educational system. In my mind, a lot of what's happening is a positive thing to help families recognize we need to build alternative structures, get kids outside of government schools, help them find a different path that speaks more to their individuality rather than homogenizing them in a conveyor belt with all the other kids. So I see a big silver lining in what's happening, and I'm actually very hopeful for the future.
Connor Boyack, thank you.
Like
appreciate
most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.